We had been looking towards the Rural Regeneration Development Fund along with the Shorefront and Mungkrana as the main route for funding, but the council have now moved ahead and they're going for the large-scale sport infrastructure fund, and that allows for applications up to 30 million euros, so well within the budget that we would need for the leisure centre, and this could get us going ahead earlier than the Shorefront development, separate to it, and I'm quite excited. I don't think there's an application in the country that can compete with this leisure centre, given its need and given the high spec of the design. Detailed designs are still ongoing in terms of the energy efficiency of the heating system and the likes of the spec of the flume slides that will be in the pool. But this is going to be a spectacular project. This is going to be at the highest level that our people have deserved. And they've waited so long that this area, more than anywhere else, deserves this leisure centre and deserves it now. So I'm delighted that the council have pushed on with this, have driven hard, and hopefully we will be successful when funding applications close on the 1st of July.
Is there a prospect that because the leisure centre may not now be funded under the Shorefront development, that more money is going to be available for other projects around the Shorefront, and that's going to give the council more scope to develop Mungkrana in the years ahead?
Well, that's something maybe can be looked at post-July, should this application be successful. And obviously, everything should be put on the table and everything should be assessed, because we want every single euro available to be invested in the town of Mungkrana. Inishowen and Mungkrana have been neglected for years, been forgotten about for years. So, look, we have this focus now. We have the drive, and it's up to all of us, those in political office now and in the future, to deliver for the town that we love and we want to see the best for. So hopefully we'll all be looking at in a year's time a brand new state-of-the-art leisure centre, as well with a greatly enhanced Shorefront, including new toilet blocks, walkway, the pedestrian bridge, and look, Mungkrana can finally attract the tourists that it deserves and the people have been crying out for so long.
And you believe this can go to construction swiftly and we may see significant progress, we'll say by even 2025 and early 2026?
So if we're successful for this funding application in July, or even the Rural Regeneration Development Fund in October, we have everything in place, planning permissions in place. So there's no reason that I can see that diggers can't be on the ground at the end of this year, early next year. And then, look, it'll be an exciting time for Mungkrana. And there'll be kids finally. We'll be back learning to swim in the town, and maybe tourists coming and enjoying the slides and coming to visit Mungkrana for generations to come.